Who will it be? Who will it be, please?
Bob, it's going to be Evan Gotting. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Here's Evan, and I tell you, he looks like he's happy about this. Let's show them the next item up for bid.
It's a lovely arbor.
And let the bidding begin with Evan.
I've waited all my life to say this, Bob. $420.
$420. Tiffany, you are next. Evan.
$1420, Bob.
$1420, $250, Evan.
$220. What was her bid, Bob?
$250,
$325. You know, I'm going to have to go for $420, Bob.
$420.
Freaks, it's Thursday, January 25th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, babies in the oven, penis tattoos, and punching a toddler in the face. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Fire bad. Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. We have a great show for you today, and I'm not going to waste any time. We're going to start things off with a new segment, but quite frankly, it's taking the world by storm. My fruity little mind, I believe that. We did this last week, and it was a huge success. My email has been flooded with these things. I came up with this idea where basically we would sabotage Yahoo Answers. You know, on Yahoo, you can ask questions and then other people give you answers. But my idea was just to come up with the most ridiculous or offensive questions or answers. It doesn't matter. It works both ways. And then I'd have you guys send me the link to those so I could get some amusement out of it. Everything about it is funny. The ridiculous questions you guys ask are hilarious. The people being offended by the questions who then respond, that's hilarious. People taking this stuff seriously, that's funny. The whole thing, great. So I'm going to read a new batch of Yahoo questions and answers. Thank you guys so much, everyone who's been participating in this. Keep them coming. We'll do this maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, you know, just to keep it fresh. All right, here is the first question. This one was submitted by Charlie. Charlie asked the Yahoo community, what kind of lubricant should be used for sexual intercourse through the nose and or ears? About 25 people responded, suggesting everything from KY jelly to battery acid. So thank you very much, Charlie. He also says, I sent you a link to my question a little while ago, but it got deleted today. The question was, what is the best angle to punt a baby at? Yahoo had no right to delete that. It's a legitimate question. All right, thank you very much, Charlie. Freakalicious came through with a Yahoo question. His was, my girl lost her legs recently. The thought of sex with her is disgusting. What should I do? She lost both legs about 6 months ago because of a crocodile accident. I accept everything about her, but that, I think it's because I like her legs the most. Now she's unattractive. Help me. Some responses to that question. You are a jerk. Maybe the wrong person lost their legs. Lemon J responded with, work on developing an amputee fetish. Yahoo questions. This is the most useless service in the world because the people responding to the questions are fucking idiots. I've gone through Yahoo questions before, like legitimate questions, like some girl, you know, saying, my pork roast never comes out tender. What should I do? And someone would actually respond with the answer, ask someone. That's what she's doing. Or like, get a book. Wow. Well, thank you. Clyde emailed me with a Yahoo answer to a question. So some girl wrote in. This is awful. I've been vaginally bleeding for 2 weeks. Please help. Keep in mind, this is the legitimate question. Besides being stressed, I've been eating okay, not on medications, and keeping well. But I have a problem. My period began on 1-7-06, and it was, I guess they meant 07, and it was light. Usually my periods are always heavy, and it usually lasts for 6 days maximum. So I figured something was strange. It's now 1-22-07, and I'm still bleeding, discharging blood and pinkish, creamish discharge. I'm not pregnant and haven't been sexually active. I usually do have abnormal pap smears and frequent yeast infections, but I don't understand the bleeding for 2 weeks. I'm very scared. horrified response. That happened to my sister. The doctors tested her for everything but found nothing. After the third week, she went downhill quickly and died. I'm sure you'll be okay, though. Yes, Clyde. Great answer. Tucker wrote in with a question. Can anyone tell me how to bind feet? I want to impress my boss with my wife. Thanks. Surprisingly, there hasn't been a huge uproar yet. Brandon replied, what the fuck are you talking about? And Piggy Pan answered, too late, it has to be done when the individual is a child. All right, well, thank you very much, Tucker. Jim P. emailed me with a question that he posed on Yahoo Answers. What will my cat eat? What can my cat safely eat out of the list below? Dog food? Crackers? Gummy bears? Human flesh? Grass? Yeah, just curious. Also, what's the best way to get blood out of fur? Very good. Now, this next one is, this might be my favorite one, and it's sent in by Joshua. Joshua. This is so great on so many levels. All right, so the question that Joshua asked is, oh my God, she's not breathing. She's not breathing. What do I do? And I love this question because it's funny. And I also really enjoy the idea that the first thing this guy thought to do when he found out his wife or baby wasn't breathing wasn't to call 911. It was to get onto Yahoo Answers, type out a question, and wait for a response. And yes, he did receive some answers, like, call 911. Duh, start CPR if you know it. Kirk wrote in, call 911! Now! Jorge wrote, get her breathing, use mouth-to-mouth if you have to, and then call 911 fast and get off the computer. Just let me check my email first. Steffi says, tell her to stop holding her breath and stop typing. Very good. Eric wrote in with a question. How does one remove fake grapes from one's anus? Listen, my young son recently got into my props drawer. Who doesn't have a props drawer? And found some props, such as beards, fake knives, and some false grapes. Now, I have no health insurance, so I can't take my son to the hospital to get them removed. He's having trouble going to the bathroom, and I'm beginning to get worried. Anyone have any insight into this problem? Here are some answers. Take him to the emergency room. They cannot refuse treatment. The best solution is to use a strong laxative, because it seems the fake grapes are fairly deep in his rectum, if at all possible. Try to remove the grapes by hand. Okay. The last answer here is, did he eat them or shove them in his ass? Regardless, use olive oil at both ends. See how helpful Yahoo Answers is. Oliver wrote in with a game for us to play. See if you can guess which answer is mine. The question is, I'm going to a party tonight. What should I do? I never really go to parties. I'm 15 years old. I'm a girl. I never dance. And I'm semi-shy. I'm going to this party to break the ice a little. Do you guys have any suggestions on what I should do? Oh, no. The first answer, I think you should just try and enjoy yourself, sweetie. Having fun is infectious. The next answer is, be careful, have fun. Okay, that might be the one that was submitted by a Distorted View listener, right? The next answer, just be yourself. Okay, the last answer is, let them touch you, always. They love that. Ding, ding, ding. Finally, Paul wrote in with a couple questions to Yahoo. My friend Tim Henson gets extreme pleasure from pretending he's a prepubescent girl named Katie. Why is this? Answers, along with the typical, that's gross, your friend is sick, that type of thing. My favorite answer is, that sounds like great material for a podcast. Maybe he should think about doing one. Paul also asked the question, is a mother's work ever done? When you think you finish, have you really just begun? Yes, working in a Linda Finkel reference into a Yahoo question. Very, very nice. Thank you very much to everyone who has submitted questions. I barely scratched the surface of all of the Yahoo questions and answers I've received, but keep sending them to me. We'll do another batch maybe next week as we continue to sabotage Yahoo. Oh, someone had a really good suggestion in that when you do a Yahoo question, make a reference to Distorted View, maybe in the source or something. Just put DV or just something so other freaks will know that it's a distorted view question, but normal people won't have any clue what it's about. Oh, one last thing I wanted to talk about on a totally different subject. Who emailed this to me? Flameblade emailed this to me. This is interesting. The dickhole guy mystery will not die. Check this out. Flameblade said, "Hey, Tim, what happened to old Scott Taylor? He was on the first episode I listened to, and I love him. Bring him back at least once this month." Oh, and on a previous show, you said Scott Taylor was dead and that he died of AIDS, which is, according to all the research I've done, entirely true. But according to Wikipedia, he currently owns two adult companies. And there's a Wikipedia entry about Scott Taylor in which, yeah, it says there's an interview with him. There's a link to an interview and everything. Is it the same Scott Taylor? Could the dickhole guy still be alive? If so, I need to get a hold of him. I'll put a link to the Wikipedia entry on today's show notes. Well, thank you very much, Flameblade. For all of you new listeners who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, this is ingrained in Distorted View culture, the dickhole guy at this point. There's t-shirts based on him that you could buy and everything. The freaks always quote the dickhole guy. But my friend Joe found this gay porn movie called My Masters, right? In which this guy is shoving his finger in his dickhole, right? His dirty finger in his dickhole. He's fucking his dickhole with his finger. And he's sort of talking us all through it as he's doing it. Here's just a short clip of the dickhole guy for those of you new listeners who may have not heard Scott Taylor in action.
"You better be fucking jacking your dick, man. Beating on your cock. Come on. Come on, man. Beat your dick. Jack that fucker off while I'm jacking mine off, man. Yeah. Yeah, fucking nasty dudes, man. It's better than a mirror, isn't it? Better than a fucking mirror, isn't it? Fucking personal jack-off. Yeah. Fucking personal jack-off, man. Right in your fucking face. Yeah. Yeah. You better be looking at my dick. Look at that dick, man. Look at it. Look at that meat. Look at that underside of that meat. And those fucking balls, man. Look at those fucking balls, man. Yeah, rub your hand on your balls. Yeah, get some grease on your hand and rub your hands on your balls and pull them down. Pull them loose, man. Pull them down so they're just hanging loose between your legs like this. Look at those fucking testicles, man. Fleshy fuckers. Yeah, the skin is real thin right now. Yeah, skin is real thin. It's not tight. It's not a tight little raisin like some of them. Yeah. Oh, God, man. Oh, sticking my fucking finger in my dick hole, man. Did you see that? Did you fucking see that, man? Did you see what I did? Man, I fucking stuck my little finger in my fucking dick hole. Stuck my little finger down my dick hole, man. God damn. Have you ever seen anything like that before? Have you ever seen anything like that before? Look at that. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man. Oh, fucking fantastic. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, oh. Oh, look at that, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go. Just a little bit of Scott Taylor, the dickhole guy. I'm excited. There's a little piece of me that's believing he might be alive. Oh, we need to find out. All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Could you imagine if Scott Taylor was alive? He could be the new announcer for Distorted View. Oh, that'd be great. All right, first story we have for you today. I'm going to read you the headline, and then I want you to take one guess as to which state it comes from. Here's the headline. Mom puts baby in the oven. This is a tough one. Oh, state could it be from? God, this is so hard. I'm gonna go with Florida.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
As if there was any question whatsoever. A woman was charged with aggravated child abuse for putting her baby in an oven turning it on and leaving her apartment after fighting with her boyfriend. The oven had not gotten hot enough to burn the child. Drat. Almost. The oven had not gotten hot enough to burn the child, whose age was not immediately available. Sherilyn Singh, 29, was at the Orange County Jail on a $15,000 bond on Tuesday. A man who was helping Singh's boyfriend move out of the apartment Monday heard the baby crying and walked into the kitchen. He told police that he asked Singh where the baby was, but she did not answer and walked out of the apartment. He found the baby in the oven. Officers that answered the call reported seeing oven grease on the child's hands and clothes. Police did not release the boyfriend's name, and his relationship to the child was unclear. It's not immediately known if Singh had an attorney, but I can tell you right now she didn't. All right. For putting your baby in an oven and cooking your child, you've just been named Distorted Views
Mother of the Week.
For being named Distorted Views Mother of the Week, you'll receive the FireTech DR15 Spit Roaster. New space age design now makes it able to spit roast up to a 35-pound pig or toddler. Enjoy tender baby meat in half the time. The Spit Roaster from FireTech. You'll also receive a fully stocked spice rack. Pepper your toddler with the finest spices for an unbeatable taste. This spice rack includes over 45 commonly used spices and seasoning. It's all for being named Distorted View's Mother of the Week. Enjoy. Second story we have for you today, an Argentinian football fan is suing a tattooist who drew a penis on his back instead of his favorite team's badge. Sounds like a Distorted View listener. The teenager, who cannot be named, asked to have the Boca Juniors logo on his back, which is a football team, apparently. But the tattoo artist was a supporter of the rival team, the River Plate, and decided to have some fun at his young customer's expense. Some fun by permanently disfiguring the teenager's back. Drunk a penis on it. The victim said, "I could not see what he was tattooing because he didn't have a mirror. Always ask for a mirror. I only saw it when I got home and showed it to my parents. Mom, Dad, I got a tattoo. I know you told me to think long and hard about it, and that I should only get one if it's something that I really, really love. And here, take a look for yourselves. Ow, you love cock." A police spokesperson said that the tattooist supports Boca Juniors' rival, so he got annoyed when the teenager asked him to tattoo Boca's symbol and decided to tattoo a penis instead. Unbelievable. We got one more story for you, and then we'll call it a day. It's not as bad as putting your child in an oven, but a man has been accused of punching a baby. A 25-year-old man in oh, no.
Florida.
I'm a fucked up city!
What the hell is going on in Florida this week? Putting babies in ovens, punching them in their little toddler faces. A 25-year-old man in Florida is accused of beating a baby and another young child with his closed fists and threatening to sexually molest the wives of the officers arresting him. Bet you this guy is fun at parties. Daryl Ray Kessinger was arrested late Saturday and was charged with burglary with battery, child abuse, resisting an officer, corruption by threat, and resisting without violence. Ding, ding, ding. Police reports show the incident began at about 1:48 a.m. on Saturday when Kessinger got involved with an altercation with another man. Witnesses told deputies that Kessinger turned and struck a 3-year-old child and a 9-month-old baby with closed fists. A woman put the children in the white Ford Tempo and attempted to leave when Kessinger ran after the vehicle. Deputy said he punched out one of the car windows, causing both children to receive glass cuts. God, this guy's a monster. And he tried to drag the woman out of the vehicle before she rode off. Deputies arrived and chased Kessinger. Kessinger fought back, threatening the deputies and asking where they lived so he could go to their homes and sexually molest their wives. Kessinger was handcuffed and taken to the Brevard County Jail Complex. He remains in jail without bond. There you have it. If he ever gets out of jail, we should totally hook him up with the bitch who stuck her baby in the oven. Dream date. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see if the first one starts off. Tim.
Hey, Tim. Let me ask you a question. Which one's worse, being beaten by a Muggle cast or by a Gospel cast? Which one?
Well, I'm not being beat by the Bible cast anymore. It hurts. What really hurts is being beat by two Harry Potter themed fucking podcasts. It hurts my heart.
Hey, Tim. This is Ben from Boston.
Hi, Long-time Ben.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Aw.
I came up with a new sex term.
Oh!
My friends were in physics class.
Hold on. All right, sir. You may resume.
Caller. I came up with a new sex term. Me and my friends were in physics class doing a lab, and we were thinking, joking around. And this is called the meringue pie.
Okay.
So, you've got two guys Eiffel Towering a girl, or London Bridging, or what have you. And the first guy goes, fills her up, second guy runs around back, tops her off, and then froths it up a bit. So first you've got the cream filling, and then the meringue on top. So that is a meringue pie.
Very, very Eiffel. Good. Nice sex term.
Hey, Tim. Skittledick here. You know, I had a really shitty night last night. I was...
Oh, no.
Thinking, you know, I woke up today feeling like shit, and just like that the entire day. I was thinking about, you know, suicide and everything.
No!
And, you know, I was writing out who to give all my shit to, and, like, you know, I had the pills out and everything. And, I wrote out, like, you know, some shit about my iPod Ghost to my friend Justin, and, you know, I was like, hey, I still got some DV on there. I listened to the show, man, and it just made me want to keep on living, so... Thanks a lot, Tim. You're a lifesaver.
Aww.
And yes, I will subscribe to the sideshow.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking saved you from killing yourself. The least you can do is fork over $5 a month, you selfish bastard. You know what? You should kill yourself. I'm just kidding. Well, I hope that's not true. I hope you were embellishing a bit, because that would be, you know, that's sad. You've got a lot to live for. I love you, Skittletick.
Hey, Tim, it's Dan from Ithaca, and,
Oh, okay.
I was just watching football on TV.
Let's everyone just stop what they're doing. Fucking Dan from Ithaca is, online, and he's got something important he wants to say.
There's an ad for, a new Trainspotters on Sunday night with that woman who was freaking out, and she was a god warrior.
Gorgiles! Yeah, last Friday on Fox, apparently there was a new Trading Spaces with the Gorgiles lady, and I'm waiting for some clips to pop up on the internet because I didn't get a chance to watch it. So, all right, thank you very much for the heads up, though.
Hey, Tim, it's Charlie. I went on a Yahoo Answers and posted, what is the best angle to punt a baby at?
Yeah,
I
read that today.
I sent you the link on email, so check it out. I'll catch you later, too.
All right, well, thank you very much. One of the great Yahoo questions of the day.
Hey, Tim, it's Trey from Texas. Well, I have some bad news. I was sending you two potato guns through the P.O. box.
Oh.
I didn't think about the fact that I'm sending PVC pipe and an ignition system through the mail.
You are a fucking retard. This is pretty indicative of what my audience is like. Sending guns in the mail, basically. I can't believe you tried sending that through the mail.
Turns out that's kind of frowned upon.
Yeah.
And I may be in some trouble. Because that's illegal, apparently.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I live in Texas, and as I just found out...
Oh, I thought it was legal in Texas.
...are a Class 3 felony.
It's a potato
good lawyer,
gun.
Though, so...
I don't know if I believe that either, but I wish you all the best in your legal problems.
Hey, Tim, this is BSP, and we've got a serious problem. The board needs to be upgraded. It has really needed to be upgraded for quite a long time. We have
see how much I take care of my own website. This message board needs to be updated.
Spam problems.
Oh, yeah, the
I've spam been trying to reach you through email, and IM, and or whatever it is.
Really?
From the board is called... We need an upgrade. I didn't realize how bad the problem was until today.
All
apparently,
right.
Everybody's down, deleting like 30 messages an hour or something.
All right.
Every one of the mods is doing this. We need an upgrade.
I would like to, aside from the deleting spam and everything, I think you guys are doing an absolutely awesome job, and I don't give you guys enough props, but everyone over there at the Distorted View forums, the Freakatorium, just doing a great job, and I'm going to work on upgrading the... I swear to God, I didn't know Those emails must have been lost or something. But I will definitely work on that. We'll get the forums upgraded, and hopefully the spam problem will be eliminated.
Hello, Tim. This is Stacy from Maryland.
Hi, Stacy.
And I was on Wallpaper Universe this morning, which I guess is a Get It Now thing for Verizon, and I found the Could Be a Crackhead wallpaper.
Really?
If you do a search, you can find it. If you do a search for crack, you can actually find it on Wallpaper Universe.
Oh,
and
wow.
Of course, I had to download it because I'm a freak. Thanks.
Very nice. So there you go. If you want Could Be a Crackhead wallpaper, apparently it is available. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD, as in, oh God, I forgot to set the timer on the baby. I don't want to overcook it. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but do you mind slam-fucking me for about an hour?